Jess, and this is the DM Broly Show Live here on RBN during the week, Monday through Friday. I'm on TruthRadio.com, Blog Talk Radio, now live, and a host of other broadcasts Monday through Saturday. We're here on RBN from 8 to 11 p.m., and we're talking about your health care, the issue that impacts on us, and we've got to get something done to change this. I mean, you have administrators that are in the insurance industry coming forth and deciding what your medical treatment's going to be. They also have a situation going on. You go in the hospitals now, they don't even give you medication. They are being told at administrative level not to do anything with you. So what are we going to do, folks? Are we still going to go on with this stuff? Now, Barbara, what do you feel on this? Can you talk about the medication aspect of this and what you think we should do and how we can see some changes here?
Well, the medication aspect is a real concern to me because what's in place now, and I just ran across this example of a friend of mine who's a physician, and he is a primary treating physician for a health insurance, for a, like Medicare, Medicare. And they called him on the table last week and they said, well, you have 94 patients where you're the primary treating physician, but we've been losing money because you have not been prescribing the drugs we tell you these people need. And he said, well, the people don't need the drugs, so I'm not prescribing it to them. So they dropped him. So he lost 94 patients, which is probably about $5,000 a month. And what I'm seeing here, it's the insurance industry and the pharmaceutical industry that's eventually going to mandate what a person has to take, what he doesn't have to take. It's like flu shots and shots for shingles and shots for cervical cancer and a shot for this and a shot for that. 50, 60 years ago, we didn't have the rates of diseases that we have now. And I think a lot of it is that we're giving people more and more and more drugs that are unnecessary. And, of course, the insurance industry and the pharmaceutical industry is making money on this. So I think what needs to happen, we need a complete shift, like Steve said before, where the insurance industry, the insurance companies, and the pharmaceutical companies are not allowed to be in charge anymore. You go to different countries, the movie of Michael Moore's Sicko showed it real good. You go in England, you go to a pharmacy, and they give you your medications, and it's a flat rate of like $2 or $3. How is it that a medication over there is so cheap and the same medication in America is like $300-$400?
Why is it that Americans have to go to Canada and Puerto Rico to get their drugs?
That's exactly right. And so we got this problem of where we're over-prescribing. We're over-prescribing. I saw that when I was in my own practice as a nurse practitioner. I would have patients come in, and they would be carrying an entire shopping bag full of medications. And I'd look at all the medications, and I'd say, why are you taking all these? Oh, my doctor prescribed them all to me. I said, you don't need all of these medications. So we eliminated a whole bunch of them, and the insurance company comes back and says, how dare you take this person off these meds? And I think there's a real problem of overprescribing medications in this country, and there's a real problem of not properly diagnosing and not properly looking at people for what really is going on. Like in my case, I had my neurosurgeon told me, he said, had they looked at your neck properly, you could have been fixed and back to work in 6 weeks.
Sure.
They dicked around, they gave me a lot of drugs, they made me a pharmaceutical junkie for 10 years until I woke up out of a stupor saying, look, I've been turned into a drug addict. And I think that's a big problem in America.
You get the music again, I hear. We'll be right back to the DeAnn Brulé Show. And, you know, Codex Alimentarius is of the UN agenda, and it's giving us the drugs they want. And of the, a year ago in the foreign relations paper, they said 80% of us are going to catch this flu, and 60% of those people are going to die.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, we're back up and it's live here with Deanne on RBN. We're talking about the healthcare industry, the system. Now, John, what do you feel about what we're talking about here? You want to add any input?
New World Order. As far as the control of drugs and whatnot, it's like the Codex Alimentarius is the regulating body of the UN, and they're telling us what drugs are good for us. And again, if you go back, you know, they tell us that smoking is bad for us, but yet prior to 1920s, nobody had cancer and everybody smoked. So this is all generated. This is all part of, you know, the Central Foreign Relations paper comes out bimonthly, and I think a year ago, June or July, the issue said 80% of the world is going to catch the bird flu, and 60% of that population is going to die. And they're talking that they want to go to 500 million populations. So you're seeing the tools of mechanics being put into place. You're seeing the infrastructure shut down of either monetary or insurance or you name it. Somehow they're corrupting us. But what gets me is you've got these players of, say, the politicians, and then you've got a caller that comes up here and he says, oh, the Ron Paul's from Neptune. This guy ought to wake up, because if he's supposedly so educated, he'll realize McCain is violating the – he talks about being a POW, and he's violating the people of the Veterans Administration financially. He's one part of the group. And so here we have a speaker that comes on the phone, and he tells us that we have this he's from McCain, and that Ron Paul and Kucinich is from Neptune, and he creeps this thing in our mind, of or other people's minds, of trying to say that they're out in left field when they're absolutely right about what's going on, and we need to recognize who the killers are, because they're doing it through compartmentalization of organization, through the IRS, through the insurance, through the driver's licenses, through the taxation, you name it. These are just tools and mechanisms, and as long as we keep allowing them to happen, and these people that are helping them to allow them to happen got to go back to World War II and recognize that when they shut Germany down, that everybody lost their house. They aren't going to save anything for anybody. They're getting ready to shut the states down. That's why they're not building the infrastructure train system here, because when they shut it down, they're going to destroy everything. They'll build it back the way they want it when they come back. But for right now, they're going to shut everything down. So all these people that are helping orchestrate the shutdown of the American people, which are of the American people, they've got a rude awakening, because they'll be, one of these days, they'll be the Jews, or they'll be the gypsies they'll be at their door coming for them.
Yep.
Now, in California, you can go to the CaliforniansForHealthSecurity.org, and there's a constitutional ballot initiative that would provide health care for all people and eliminate the insurance companies. And also would allow the state of California to negotiate with the drug companies and the health care providers. This corporate-controlled or insurance-controlled and drug-controlled Congress has prevented states try to prevent from negotiating with the drug companies for a better price. It's one of the reasons Canada and other countries have better drug prices for their population, because they negotiate, but they've made it illegal to do that. This Congress,
but
and
that's,
McCain
that's
is
one
part
step.
Of it.
That's one step, but you've also got a problem. Prior to 1920s, we didn't have all this illness. We didn't have all these drugs. We're asking for them to negotiate on giving us these drugs cheaper. Well, they've kind of been doing it in some essence of our food. I mean, you can go to the dollar store and buy crap food that makes you sick and ill. It tastes good. Sweet misery by aspartame. We have the fluoride, which is dumbing us down and making us, at 50% taxation rate. We always had a revolution, and we're at 90%. That gentleman says the American public is doing nothing. They're sheeple. Well, we've been poisoned to be sheeple, and we're sitting here looking at it. We're doing nothing, but as he's going to be part of the group that's being that walked to the cliff to jump over it, whichever way he wants us to do it, he's part of the group.
Well, I think, Ron Paul is correct. I mean, how are they paying for the war in Iraq? They're printing money.
Through Medicare.
The Chinese and other countries are putting money in, and that's how they're paying for it, by going into debt.
Yeah.
So, I mean, these people are going off the cliff. He talks about people who are wacko. Somebody has to pay for this war, $1 trillion, $1 billion a day. Somebody has to pay for it. Who's paying for it? They're printing money. That's why the price of gold is going up.
Yep.
Well, you've got fictitious numbers. How can President Bush spend more money than the combination of presidents all put together? It's a fraud. It's not really taking place. They're saying it's taking place. For instance, I'm a farmer, and I'm told that if I hire a bulldozer, a 75-horsepower bulldozer is $100 an hour. And so for a 10-hour day would be $1,000. And we had a FEMA situation to where it washed a creek out, and they brought a bulldozer in for 3 days for about 6 hours a day, but saying he worked 10 hours a day would be about a $3,000 bill. But they ballooned that bill to $130,000. And they're doing the same thing with school construction and road construction, and you name it. They're saying that we don't have money, and so they're selling it for a dollar to the Spaniards, and the Spaniards are coming in supposedly spending billions of dollars, which is all fraudulently drummed up numbers, and they say they're spending these numbers. And don't get me wrong, they are spending some numbers, but they print the paper that spends it, and so it's a fictitious thing. They've taken over it now. Just a point of balance, okay, we spent billions and billions of dollars in Iraq, but we've stole billions and billions of dollars of oil.
That's
where does
true.
It wash itself? Who's doing the numbers? We're seeing that they're fraudulently writing the numbers. And so, again, it's this point of fictitious facade of compartmentalization saying, oh, we've got this over here, when the truth of the matter is, it's like the Israelis. They said, oh, they went bankrupt, and their banks crashed, and they went 300% of this runaway inflation. Well, after they changed their revenue to like the Amero, all of a sudden, 2 weeks later, they said, oh, the government waves the white flag, and they saved the day, and Israelis back strong again. It's a hoax. It's a mirage that's just going on that they play in front of us, and we just fall in play.
Well, there's a financial crisis, and there's a panic in the financial system.
Yeah.
And all the money that has been borrowed from homes and put in bonds and they sold it all around the world. They don't know what those bonds are worth. I mean, that's not unreal. That's a reality.
Yeah.
The credit is freezing up in this country because people are afraid. They're afraid to sell their house. They're losing their houses. There's a financial crisis.
Stop right there. At the same time, I buy stuff from China. Okay, I get the Harbor Freight for tools and whatnot.
Sure.
And you know what you're seeing in that paper? You're seeing that they're reducing their price because they're not getting. They're supposedly got a flood of product because they can't sell it. So they're dropping their price to market it because they're doing the same thing in China. They're saying, oh, the Americans' money is no good anymore, so they're not selling it to us. So and some stupid story. And so the Chinese people, they're corrupting them. They're telling them they have nothing. And again, it's the banks that are in control. The banks have everything. They print the money. They really have nothing because they print something out of nothing. And it's, again, we step in play and follow this avenue that, oh, we're in real danger when it could be corrected by, first off, let's take a look. Let's go backwards in the judicial system. We've had free energy since 84 years ago. And so we've had a coalition of corruption taxing us and stealing us and poisoning us. Those are responsible. So all the people with all the money that have stolen it from us right now, which is the Bilderbergs and the Rockefellers and all those guys, they've been responsible for poisoning us. So we should just take their money away from them and say, okay, let's wipe the deck clean and let everybody start living again.
Yeah, but in order to take their money away from them, and they've stolen money from the people of this country,
world.
Stealing money every day from the people of this country. You need a political movement to do that. The Democrats and Republicans are not going to do that because they're controlled by these same banks and insurance companies.
Well, they're the same 40 thieves.
That's right, exactly. They control the parties and they decide what the agenda is going to be. And the agenda is not about taking care of the solutions or making solutions and taking care of the people of this country. That's why people are frustrated and angry. So we need a new political movement. My view is the working people have to have an independent political party in the United States that's going to represent the interests of working people and not the interests of the corporations and banks and the people really who own this country and own the world. And it's not just a problem in this country. It's the same problem. As you were saying in China, they have the same system there now. And they're pitting the Chinese people against us. But the big people who have capital in this country, they've closed down the factories in the Midwest. They've destroyed the economic infrastructure in this country and moved their factories to Mexico, moved their factories to China, moved their factories to India, and then they say that we're going bankrupt. This is what they've done to this country.
I agree with you, Steve, on that. We need a whole new political movement that's unbiased and not bought out by these crooks.
And when they talk about NAFTA in the debates, are any of the major candidates saying it should be canceled? It's hurting people? You know, the sickest situation about NAFTA in this country is that the effect of NAFTA in Mexico was to throw people off their land. They privatized the land in Mexico, the ejidos. People lose their jobs. They privatize the telephone company, the railroad people, railroad industry. They lose their jobs. They have no jobs, and then they come to this country. They're forced to come to this country because of what NAFTA has done, and then they get blamed. It's the immigrants are the problems. The Mexicans are the problems. No, it's not the Mexicans. Why were they forced off their land? Why was their economy destroyed under NAFTA? Who did that? The Democrats and Republicans did that. Carter, Clinton, well, Carter wasn't in. Clinton did it with the support of the Republicans, brought in NAFTA. And when it came up in the debate among the Democrats and Republicans, they're not for canceling NAFTA, which was a cause of this economic crisis in this country. If you close all the factories of what people produce, what do you expect? People are working in Walmart. People have to work in McDonald's. $7, $8 an hour jobs. That's what the future of young people in this country is. For millions of young people, this is the future in the United States. You don't have a future. That's what they're saying to young people. We can export your job. We can use the Internet for radiologists, for attorneys, for architects. We can outsource it to India and China and around the world. We don't need you anymore. That's what they're telling the people in this country.
There's a lot of truth in that. We'll be right back. It's the Dan Brothers Show on truthradio.com. Let's talk. Let's talk. Let's talk.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The Insider Secrets Revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing. But they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Hi, we're back. Hello, are we back? I'm trying to find out if you can hear me. I've been having problems. Can you hear me, John? John?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, Deanne, I can hear you, except my battery on my cell phone is just about dead, so I'm going to sign off for today.
Okay, well, I thank you, Barbara, for coming on. Can you also tell the listeners how they can contact you?
I run a public interest, basically for the education of the public, a website. It's www.barbclark.org, and they can email me, and please take a look at it. It's very informative, and it gets updated all the time. It keeps everyone abreast on basically what I've been talking about.
Well, Barbara, I want to thank you for coming on. Can you hear me still?
Barbara? Yeah, I can still hear you.
Okay, yeah, I'd like to thank you for coming on board and giving this information, because I think this is very good, and we need to keep this out there because people need to know more about what is going on with insurance, privatization, and how our health care is in decline. And Steve, I thank you for coming on as well. Steve, can you give information, too, about your site and where people can get involved with your union?
I don't hear Steve.
Oh, he might have gotten off.
You can reach me, sorry. You can reach the Coalition for Workers' Memorial Day at LVPSF. That's lvpsf@ipc.org. And you can reach me at that email address. Also, what we're fighting for is the CaliforniansForHealthSecurity.org. It's an initiative and a constitutional amendment to the Constitution in California that would say that all money has to go to health care providers to take care of the health care of people and get the insurance industry and these other the drug companies out of deciding what we're going to be taking for our health care. So those are two ways of getting in touch with me, and I think we have to get more educated. I do agree with the guy that was supporting McCain. People have to get educated in this country, and they're being miseducated, and we have to educate ourselves. But we do that by allowing all points of view. And the problem in this country is a lot of points of view are being shut out, so people aren't able to hear the different points of view. So thank you for having us on the show.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, and I'll get back with you, DM.
I don't hear you again.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me? Yeah?
Yeah, we can hear
yeah,
you.
I can hear you now.
Okay, yeah. Thank you very much, Barbara, for coming on, and Steve, and John, I wanted to talk
DM,
about...
DM, I didn't mean to stop you, but someone else is on the line. I don't know who it is. I think you got a caller.
Hello? Is there a caller here?
Probably me.
Okay.
Oh, Bill, you're still here. Okay, great.
I didn't
great.
Know. Should I? I'll just jump
no,
off.
No, just stay here. It's fine.
It was a wonderful, powerful, and very informative. I'm hoping the unwashed, the uninvolved, the unaware would come to the knowledge of the truth that there are a lot more at risk than what they ever would imagine.
There's so much stuff going on, too. You know, you got this misnomer of a judicial system. I've been in the justice system in DuPage County. It's not any justice. It's one-sided court rules. There is no family court, housing court. It's just one-sided. Judges are not hearing people's cases. John's got that in New York, and we're trying to get people together on that because, again, this is an election period, folks. And, you know, again, maybe we can't get change done with these candidates. But the thing is that we need to force change. We need to start mounting up the wagons and doing something. Now, I have the names and addresses of all the alternate candidates that are running, and I have all the names of the candidates that are running for judge. And we're going to do programs on that for each state to try to keep people abreast of who's running for the judicial spot so we can pull out these judges that are no good. We need to
maybe
be
even have
judges.
Them as a guest.
Right. Have them on. Have them talk about what they're talking about they're going to do in the state. And if they aren't saying anything we want to hear, get them out. And the ones that are in there, get them out. I'm pulling up the law and the rule in the way that we can remove judges that are no good. Because this has to stop. You go into the judicial system, you go in there, they don't allow material evidence. They won't allow discovery. They have certain adjudicated cases that they only hear one side only. You have a situation where in the court system right now, there is no court in regards to tollway fines. Now, this is what's going on out here in Illinois, folks, and listen to this. A guy went to a toll booth out here and rounded up about $100, they allege, in late in fees, a missing toll, $100. So the tolls out here are about $1 a piece, 40 cents if you have this card and stuff, but if you don't have it, it's $1. So it was $100 worth of these so-called tolls he blew by. Guess how much they charged him in late fines and fees? $17,000. $17,000 on the tollway for $100 worth of alleged misdemeanors. And the thing is that you cannot plead guilty of it because what it is in evidence is if you they got your plate and they show you their plate and you they say, is that your plate? Once you say that's your plate, you're guilty. So this guy owes $17,000 in fines in the Illinois Tollway Authority. Let's talk about this. If you know anything about this, in your state, 800-313-9443. We need to clean up this adjudicated mess we have. We'll be right back after this break.
Yeah. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
And it's the Dan Burley Show live here on RBN Republic Broadcast. John, Bill, what do you think about this tollway thing? What is it that you feel about this?
It would be loan sharking if you put it to a banking standard. I mean, my gosh, even charging $15 for like a bank note that's returned. I mean, that would be number one. It's a fee of $30 or something normally, and which is kind of a crime, especially if you're like 1 cent overdrawn or something. Again, if they had $100, if it's a dollar for a toll fee, and they violated that and they got a $100 bill, that if I misunderstood it, maybe they had 100 toll fees of $100, and so they're violating the toll fee and using the I don't know if they're breaking 100 gates by smashing through them or something to create a $17,000 bill, but. No.
All it is that somebody went through the tollway and they drove through there and they did not put 40 cents in or a dollar. And
they're
then they did it allegedly 10 times or whatever it is, or 100 times or whatever, for a dollar. And then what they did was they said that the fee is $17,000.
people out here are paying $3,000 in fees, $4,000 in fees, and there's no adjudication. There's nothing going on in the circuit court in DuPage County in regards to it. They don't handle it at all. Cook County doesn't handle it at all. King County doesn't handle it all. The only place you can go to is administrative law proceeding with an attorney, no judge at all. And then what they do is they find you guilty by saying that that's your plate. And then immediately you have to pay that or your license is suspended, your driving privileges are gone, and you can't go anywhere. So what they're doing is depriving people their right to drive and go to places. And they're doing it big time. And like I said, that you have the internet, the driver's license, the new the ID card, you have all these things to keep people in one spot. They also have paratransit out here for people who are handicapped, disabled. They came out and said they were going to let people that were 62 and over ride on public transportation for free, but they have a pay service for the people in wheelchairs. They went from $75 folks to $150. So yeah. They don't have no rules or regs for people that are disabled. They're charging people to the max to prevent you from going anywhere. Bill, you want to say something on it?
Well, I mean, we're talking symptomology here. For the unwashed and the uninvolved, the uncaring, or the unaware that are the next victims, you know, we would be only that little bottle floating up on the shore with a little message, maybe in the nick of time for them. Certainly, I'd hope that this message, you know, is getting out and over. We have our own little 100.5 FM broadcasting system here put up by a very brave, patriotic, conscientiously constitutional veteran from Vietnam with more testicular matter than the whole entire friggin' county has. The rest of them, as far as I'm concerned, are pussies. Nonetheless, everything that you're discussing is just rehashing symptomology. I would only add and point out, I'm wondering if Tommy Crier, of this station, and I surely hope everybody supports you and supports this little radio station down there in good old Round Rock. John is sick, obviously, and ill, and everybody's under a tremendous amount of stress with everything that goes on. But you'd understand, people that are listening to this, that everything that's been said on this program is just getting ready to be unlawfully documented and then cased and then packaged by these little insurance creatures for administrative law management under H.R. 1959, the hate crime speech discussion that Boxer and et cetera are involved in, with all of the veterans of foreign wars, as well as active police presently with any civil affairs involvement or loud words in the home being disarmed under 1955. And then in the USA Today, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, January 25, 27, USA Today, bottom of the fold, second article, database will mine 9 federal sources to assist police. Everybody is numbered, and as an enemy of the state and a prisoner of war, for you young people over there at NIC, considering they didn't bother mentioning to you that your institution is now married with Blackwater and Blackwater's little evil sister, Backup. We're wondering why it has to come to you in this form that we would have this difficulty with batteries going out on portable phones to get this last-minute message to you before it's your turn in the tank and you haven't done anything, including turning a dime or taking the effort to become informed and get out of the mind control that you've been subject to. They don't get involved. They don't get lucky enough to have Mr. Paul actually oppose this sort of nonsense. This police database set here, ICE pick, will be posted in the Federal Register on Tuesday and will be in use after a 30-day comment period, Henry says. But I bet you Tommy Cryer won't be able to write Mr. Paul to get him to stand up in Congress and tell them all to take a hike, nor will the ACLU attorney that Tim Sparapino was interviewed for this travesty. It all goes back to we're talking symptomology. Ultimately, if you want to address it, it'll be the prayers of the little innocent children that will beat these Nazis back into their holes and under their rocks. I would only ask, if you doubt in any way, heading for your fifth beer, and, you know, Bimbo Blonde is looking better and better right about now, and you're really bored with this discussion, consider going to proliberty.com, the Idaho Observer. Nobody in Coeur d'Alene reads it because they're afraid to be seen with it. That's the bunch of chicken poops they are. But I'd suggest you read April of 2007, the deathbed confession of Otto Scorsese, and take a very close look at the picture associated with that family archive. Look at it very closely. And while you're doing that, maybe jump over to Dave Emery's archive and go to Plum Island. Dave Emery, E-M-O-R-Y, black and white researcher, par excellence, has been fighting these Nazis for years. Why so many different voices? Brave and Valiant Barbara, a nurse practitioner, much like Nurse Joyce Riley and her husband, discussing issues that have life and death implications. And it all goes back to a very poorly understood and little understood insurance program and its associated administrative civil affairs papers that the gentleman that wrote Behold the Pale Horse, a Patriot Submariner years ago, had brought to everybody's attention and nobody acted on. You've got to act now to break out of this ambush. Could I give you the last bit of that clip, Dion? It might be very instructive where to start.
Hello?
John?
Go ahead, Bill.
This is Bob over in New York.
Sorry, by all means, come in. Yes, I'm
sure.
I was just going to point out, I mean, there's been a lot of focus just in the last couple of weeks, partly in light of Mike's boss making some comments in the press, but this is an area that parties have focused on certainly ever since the volatility started last summer in the credit markets, and so it is something that the dealers are very actively managing and looking at, and we're seeing that in terms of they're working out some arrangements with some of these monoline insurers to provide some protection or provide collateral against the positions that they hold.
Is that a fact? Because we saw, I think, the share prices of these two companies halve. That suggests that there isn't very much there to support them.
The dealers, the counterparties, are in discussions, but these are positions that they have had on the books and have been working to manage, and it's part of the entire credit default swap market to have these positions and to mark positions to market, to call for collateral. That's part of the fundamental.
Are you saying that the market is working properly? That's what you're saying.
Yes. In fact, we've seen, ever since the volatility, the credit default swap market generally has been much more active and open for trading than some of the underlying cash markets.
And there you go, folks. That's right out of the horse's mouth. You're just a piece of meat in that courtroom. You're there to be victimized and harvested any more than your organs. The Idaho Police Association calls and wants you to support them.
Now,
why don't you ask if they're actually supporting their constitutional oath?
Now, we have a call, too, a caller that just called in, and he's in Missouri. I didn't get your first name. Caller, are you there? Jim in Kansas, I'm sorry. Jim in Kansas, how are you?
Kansas.
Welcome.
Hey, just fine. Good, fine. Very good show tonight.
Did you have a question?
Well, actually, you were asking the question, you know, about Ron Paul and, you know, the opinion of Ron Paul. And, yeah, I did have a question, and that is, you know, what do you think that the all those people that are currently in jail and going to jail and the millions of the harassed people, you know, who saw, you know, America freedom to fascism and knew that Ron Paul was in it, and then he comes out with a four-pronged plan, which says, my four-pronged plan approach will strengthen the economy, how, Ron? By reforming taxes. And you know that reforming taxes means to change the way we rob you. We'll continue to rob you, but we'll make it politically more acceptable. So I've got a real problem with it. I mean, because to me, he's telling a bold-faced lie when he is on YouTube and on the television, and he's asked, is it your position that you want to do away with the IRS? Yes, that's my position. And then his four-part plan doesn't mention the abolishment of the IRS at all. But see, the thing of it is what he needs to do is he needs to get with Eric and he needs to look at Eric's solution to the monetary system and then say, okay, I'll take that over. You know, what would be wrong with him just coming out and saying, okay, if I'm elected, what I'm going to do is I realize we can't do it because I've been Dr. No. So that means that if I got elected, do I think that the other 500 people there would all of a sudden want to vote with me, means I've always voted against them? No, I don't think that would happen. So if I'm elected president, the only way that I can actually get anything accomplished will be through the state houses of the 50 governments. We need to give the power back to them to regulate and control the money, and we need to give the power back to them to start wars. Because Congress has proven they can't do either one worth a damn. And so what we're going to do is we're going to fund government with interest on loans from the private sector bar, and then we are going to not let the government bar anything. Now, that won't be a reduction in anything because there's six times more interest coming in than what it takes to run the government. So actually we'll have more money for everything. But that is the way. You've got to hit these people where it hurts them the most, and that is in the money supply. I mean, if you look at the powers that be, the Illuminati, the people that are in charge, they're where you can cut them off at the knees is through the money supply. We can easily, I mean, this is a rare opportunity for us to take that back, and it's so easy to do simply because we know that enough people have sent Eric's video to Ron Paul. But
I'm going to stop you for 1 minute, too. I'm going to bring another caller on, too, because we're getting close to the end of the show, and we have Ron and Idaho, I think. Ron? Deloitte in Idaho. Are you there, Deloitte?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah,
welcome to the Dan Burley Show, and thank you for listening.
Thank you. This caller that was just talking about Ron not being able to take care of the problem with the IRS, he doesn't understand that if the Federal Reserve is removed, then the IRS serves no purpose. The IRS is simply a collection unit for the Federal Reserve. And if the Federal Reserve is gone, we can go back to living off of the same taxes that we've been living on because the IRS doesn't support this country. It's when you go buy a hairbrush or when you buy a pair of shoes or a gallon of milk, that's where the taxes come from that support this country and the states that we live in. this caller is just not informed. Ron Paul is for getting rid of the Federal Reserve, which is the root of all of the problems that the United States is facing right now.
Yeah, I'm going to stop you there. I don't want to run over the bill. Bill, what do you feel on that in regards to what he's saying, that the evil is coming out of the Federal Reserve?
Well, I think the young gentleman that just called in to point out the truth of the matter is exactly right. The Federal Reserve is supported by the IRS collection agency. Ultimately, the Federal Reserve has no standing whatsoever as soon as the collection agency is no longer available to bully, intimidate, and to continue the fraud that's involved in the collection of a tax. It's a moot point once the IRS is gone.
We're going to break, and we'll be right back after this break. I want to, for the listeners and everybody, to kind of think on this. Now, Federal Reserve is a good point of reference, but let me ask you, what do we need to work on first if we get one of these candidates in? We'll be right back on 800-313-9443.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Down upon
We're back on RBN on the BM Early Show, and we're here with John, Jim, and Lloyd, and Bill. And Jim, I want you to, if you wouldn't mind, if you want to rebuttal what they said, they feel that the whole issue is something different. How do you feel on that, Jim?
Well, I agree with them 100%. The idea that Eric has is to take the Federal Reserve. I mean, if you say, well, let's abolish it or let's eliminate it or whatever word you want to use, you still have to have some money. I mean, if you, I asked Michael Bagnarik one time, well, what would you do if you abolished that? And he says, well, the people are pretty ingenious. They'd figure out, you know, a way. And I said, yeah, they'd be eating each other before very long. That's what the way they'd figure out, because you can't just not have any money system, so you have to have a money system. And so the difference would be, the only difference in the system with Eric's and then the way it is right now, and Eric, by the way, has a 187 degree, I mean, his IQ is 187, and he worked on this for 15 years. He's got every facet of it figured out on his DVD on his website, erichuru.com. But you go over there and you watch that, and you just come away amazed at why someone didn't think of this before. Because if you have all this interest coming in, and it's going into the hands of the private bankers, if you take it and turn it over to the People's Bank, now instead of the boom and bust cycles that we're having, because the boom and bust cycles, that's the way that the banks actually make money. You know, so there is no such thing as, really no such thing as interest. If I give you $100 and that's all I created, how can you pay me back 110? It's impossible. So that's called the single source doctrine. And so we would just take the ownership away from the Federal Reserve or the private bankers. But the same banking system would be, we wouldn't change that at all, and we would not be able to go back on gold and silver. If you tried to go back, I mean, just think about it. When we had the gold and silver, borrowing money was a shameful thing to do. Those people were hardly, I mean, they were agrarian. They grew everything, and if they had $10 in cash and silver in their pocket, or, you know, that was a wonderful thing. But they weren't dealing and spending and doing everything. In fact, as soon as they got the silver, they took it someplace that would give them some paper. And so then you say, well, no, we don't want to have a paper, I mean, a, you know, where you have to physically carry the money around, but what we want to have is a money system that's backed by gold and silver. Well, we had that, and they went from 100% backing to 90 to 70 to 50, you know, and then down to no backing. So that won't work. And besides, you're not going to be carrying much, because if you carried the gold with you that you have in paper on you right now, you wouldn't have much gold on you. Most people use plastic. That's another big bubble coming up, plastic.
Well, we've got a break coming up again.
Well, I'd like to thank you, everybody, for coming on board, because I think this was a great show. John, what do you think?
We did pretty good. There's more points that were, you know, we don't have time enough, but that's another day.
Yeah, we'll be back up next week, Monday through Friday, Truth Radio, 6 to 7 p.m., the Blog Talk Radio, same time, now live, we're on all simultaneously. Good night, love you all, 630-666-8528, if you want to call me. Good night, Bill. Good night, Jim.
Good night.
Good night,
great show. Thanks for having me.
Good night,
bye,
everybody. Don't forget, God loves y'all.